It is currently September 18th at 2:13 p.m. Liana Pfeiffer lived in Tampa, Florida with her one older and one younger brother, as well as her one sister, and she's an incoming freshman at Northeastern University. Liana, do you consent to being in this interview and any information which might be said to
them? I do.
Thank you. Being a high school senior during the beginning of the pandemic sounds like a unique experience. Could you tell us a little bit more on how going into quarantine affected your school life academically and socially as well?
I would say that towards the beginning, it was like I didn't quite believe it. I remember the day before spring break, like some kids were worried about not going back. And to me, that didn't really seem like a possibility. I guess I didn't quite have as much information, but also then it wasn't a widely known thing. Mm-hmm. So I would say towards the beginning, I didn't believe it, but as like the end of spring break came, it wasn't looking like we were coming back anytime soon. And I think I definitely still had hope, even towards like end of May, that maybe we would come back for at least a little bit, but that hope definitely disappeared pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense. But like, how did your relation with your family change at all?
I would say that like in the summer, it was nice to know that I had my older brother came back from college, and then two of my cousins came back from college and stayed with us over the summer because they weren't able to go back home to Lebanon. It was nice to have like all eight of us in one house, and there was a lot of like family bonding time, which we definitely wouldn't have had. And that's, I think, a positive that I saw from the pandemic, because without that, we wouldn't have all been together over the summer. Like, even my brother wouldn't have come back for the summer to work at college. And I think it was nice that we were all able to be together and we were all able to have that time to distinctly, like, get to bond again and just, like, get to know each other some more.
Did the quarantine make you feel like anxious at all about the present or the future, or did you like learn new things about yourself and find a chance to work at your own pace and relax?
I think towards the beginning it was relaxing to know that I had just a little bit of a break, but I think as it seemed to keep getting longer, I felt like I needed to be doing something. I felt like there was something I should be doing with all this free time, and I just wasn't making the most of it, which I think created some anxiety. But I think also the fact that we didn't know when it was going to end was a big part of my anxiety mm-hmm. towards it, and then just not knowing how long it's going to last and when everything's going to get back to normal, or if it's going to get back to normal.
Yeah,
was totally. A little stressful.
Mm-hmm. During the like beginning of the pandemic, were you more worried about the spread of the virus than you were in latter months, despite the overall risk of contracting the virus increasing?
I don't think so. I think for me, it was more like at the beginning, I didn't know anyone who had it, and I didn't know, like, it didn't seem quite as real because it was just on the news and I wasn't really experiencing it in my daily life. Sure, everyone was like wearing masks and staying at home, but I didn't like really think about it until the later months, where it was like bigger numbers and where I lived in Florida. And I actually started to know people that were getting it and people that were being affected by it. So I think that's when it got a lot scarier in terms of like, I should stay safe and I mm-hmm. should be a little bit more careful with who I'm interacting with and where I'm going.
Yeah. Was COVID-19 something that was talked about a lot in your household? And if so, did it ever become like exhausting to hear?
Yeah, it was definitely the main topic of conversation every night during dinner. I feel like even just with my friends, like that was the only thing that was being talked about. It felt like there was nothing else important that warranted a conversation. So that kind of got frustrating quickly, especially when like I was just tired of hearing about it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel somewhat cheated that you never got the senior or college freshman experience? If so, do you blame like anyone or anything, or did the fact that everyone was undergoing the same thing make you feel more at ease?
I think towards beginning, like, my natural response was to feel bad for myself, because I know I was really looking forward to, like, finally relaxing my senior year, mm-hmm. like, once I actually knew where I was going to college and, like, have that senior year to say goodbye to all my friends, because I was in the same school for 14 years, so it was, like, definitely a big thing to go somewhere new. But I think as, like, time went on, I, like, thought more about, like, other people in this pandemic, and I thought more about how, even if it wasn't, like, quite as monumental, everyone was losing something because of this pandemic. So it was hard for me to, like, still feel bad about myself and bad for my experience when people were going through a lot more difficult times, especially those that, like, their home life wasn't as good, or they, like, I didn't ever have to worry about, like, if I was going to be able to get food, or if I could stay with a roof over my head, or, like, access to internet or anything like that. Like, that was all a given, and I never had to worry about it, but I know other people did, and it was hard for me to still pity myself knowing that other people were struggling a lot more than I was.
Mm-hmm. Totally. What was, like, the general consensus in your community, your school? Were people angry, worried, understanding, et cetera?
I feel like not everyone was as understanding as they should be. I think some people were very hesitant to, like, always wear masks or wear masks properly or take the proper measures that needed to, like, prevent the spread of the virus, which was kind of frustrating for me because, like, I know that I'd be willing to do anything to keep the people around me safe, but for other people that wasn't as important as being comfortable or keeping themselves safe. Mm-hmm. So it was frustrating that some people in my community were not as willing to wear their masks or abide by these requirements.
Mm-hmm. Did the attention you received being in a unique position as a high school senior during the pandemic ever feel annoying or unwarranted?
Yeah, I think also just because for me, my situation wasn't as bad as everyone else's, because I did get a graduation and my school did try its best to make an interesting end of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, the attention wasn't needed on me as it was on other people. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. This has really been great.
Thank you.